Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon, final hour, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. We'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes. Another frustrating weekend at home for the Atlanta Braves as they lose 2 out of 3 to the Phillies. Had an opportunity on Sunday to win that one. Spencer Strider was pretty damn good and continues to look pretty good. But unfortunately, you get one runner in scoring position in 9 innings. You're probably not going to score very many runs, and they didn't. We'll get back into some other NBA stuff as this is really – I don't know. We like talking about the NBA all year round, but this is one of the really fun times of year where there's rumors and guys are changing teams or maybe they're re-signing with their current teams. And seems likely that the Hawks are going to be pretty active over the next couple of weeks as well. So looking forward to that. We'll get to that in about 20 minutes and we'll wrap things up with an AMA.
Nothing funnier. One of the funniest videos this weekend was Ace Bailey's agent, the video.
The one where he doesn't say anything?
Yes. And he just like he's like doing, like he's showing y'all his edge.
He's
his
just
edge
doing angles on the camera.
Yeah. That was one of the funny things. Because Rita just said it because somebody just posted a still photo of it. Yeah. It was like,
yeah. Hey, haircut looked good.
Hey, dog. Yeah.
Barber did a good job.
Woo, boy. I tell you, some of the relationships these youngins build nowadays and feel pressured in there. He know what he's doing. Yeah. Just be careful.
Be careful, but just so I'm clear, you stop me when I say something incorrect.
Yes.
Okay. That Ace Bailey's agent isn't actually an agent.
Correct.
Right?
He's not certified.
He's not a certified agent.
Yep.
I think that's Sharif Cooper's dad.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Which again, none of this. I'm not saying anything is right or none of this is my business.
Right.
Other than
correct.
These are just the things that I know.
Correct.
And they wouldn't work out for anybody or visit any teams.
Correct.
And then when he got drafted by the Jazz. They couldn't get a hold of him for a while, and they were genuinely concerned as to whether or not he would show up for the introductory press conference.
Yes.
He did, though.
Yes.
He did show up.
He's in Utah.
And he's in Utah.
Yes.
And who knows what happens from there.
Yes.
But, yeah, like, it's pretty wild, because Ace Bailey has known, and we've known, that Ace Bailey was going to be a top five draft pick for a while.
Yes.
Like, he's a very highly thought of prospect
the boy
coming
can
up.
Ball.
Yeah, he's a great player.
The boy
really,
can
really good player. Still, I mean, I'm sure I can guess why they went to Rutgers, but like, still kind of weird that was where they went.
Yeah.
But they went to Rutgers and that was that. But like, it didn't come as a surprise to anybody that he was going to need representation.
Yeah.
And yet, guy doesn't have any, it's not credentialed.
But
he got drafted 5th overall.
Yeah.
So it didn't really matter.
But he didn't help.
Or hurt.
We just made it funny.
just made it funny and awkward. Exactly, which is what I love about it.
It made it funny and awkward.
I just hope that no matter what ends up happening, I hope Ace Bailey does great.
Me too.
I hope he succeeds and his career fulfills all the potential that it has. I don't want it to hurt at all. Help would be great. But, yeah, I'm thankful that it was funny.
That's funny.
I'm thankful that he took a long selfie video.
So damn hard when I saw it. Because I promise you, I thought it was a joke. Meaning, I didn't think that was really him. I thought it was a funny joke that they were trying to show a brother being in a Rolls Royce.
Hey, look, somebody's uncle's taking a selfie video.
And then I thought it was captured Ace Bailey. I thought it was.
Oh, it really
but then
was
I was
him.
Like, oh, it really is this guy.
It really was
I was
him.
Like, okay, well, hey, man.
Everybody do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, man.
Okay? Just do the right thing.
Because you the money now. You know what I'm saying? You the money now. You the boss. Technically, you are the boss.
You're the boss.
Don't be afraid to fire. Unless you can't.
That's right.
Yeah.
There's some sort of provision in the contract. Yeah. Can never fire.
Yeah, yeah. As long as you can't.
Yeah, that video made me laugh,
Make sure your lawyer signed them papers. Make sure your lawyer went over the papers. Yeah, just always... That's awesome. Just always make sure everything's on the up and up.
Hey, congratulations to the Pac-12.
Oh!
They are back. The Pac-12 is back.
To what?
To being a NCAA conference. They are officially an FBS football conference because they got their 9th member. Now,
okay.
They only needed 8, but
right.
their 8th was Gonzaga, and Gonzaga doesn't have a football program.
Team, right.
So they needed another team that had a football program to get to the minimum requirement of 8.
Uh-huh.
They got there. And they got Texas State. Texas State has joined the Pac-12, which is about as dumb as Stanford being in the ACC.
I think Texas is on the Pacific side of Texas.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's on the West Texas side. I don't know where Texas State's located. Let's just go with that. I'm not even going to look it up. Let's just go with that.
Yeah.
So now they got Boise State, Colorado State, Fresno State, Gonzaga, who only has a basketball team, Oregon State, San Diego State, Texas State, Utah State, and Washington State.
Yeah.
If you got state in your name,
Texas
you can
state,
be in the Pac-12.
Texas State is on the Pacific side of Texas.
Where is Texas State located?
I've never heard of it. Well, you told me that this
morning. San Marcos. I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
I think that's over there by the water.
Yeah. Is that down there by Galveston? In that mud water they had down there.
I got to zoom out a lot to find out. Oh, it's between Austin and San Antonio.
Okay.
So
that's West
Texas, middle.
Okay,
west of Houston.
There we go. So got some. I'm just putting West and Pacific together.
Yeah, it's not anywhere near the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah,
but they don't care about.
They don't care about.
Neither's Utah State.
Yeah.
But congratulations to the Pac-12.
Texas, are they good?
Texas State.
Yeah. When I heard Texas State, I'm thinking of Necessary Roughness
in
the Armadillo.
I know we were thinking of the Green Team.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Armadillo.
I'll just make something up.
Yeah.
I was going to Google, but yeah, they're awesome.
They're awesome. Okay, that's all you need to know.
That's going to be a gauntlet.
Are
of
they
schedule.
There for football purposes?
Yeah, they had to. They had to get another football
program. Meaning, what the hell? Unless we're missing something, have they been bowl eligible the last 10 years or something?
I don't know. But we're talking about, is Utah State a great football program?
Washington's not in the damn division anymore, right?
Nah, but we could go back.
Yeah, y'all can go back.
We can go back. I don't think they're going to give up that Big Ten payday, but who knows, man? It's all stupid. But the Pac-12 exists once more. It only has 9 members, and only 8 of them have a football program.
Let's go, baby!
But the Pac-12 is back like it never left. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour.
What to do, baby?
Oregon State and Washington State fought the good fight. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
This ball to straight off the bat is Sean Murphy. Hit a grand slam yesterday, and now that match here on a Sunday. Holy Toledo, 451 feet. You keep the hot stick in the lineup after what we saw yesterday, and that is exactly what
hot stick. Sean Murphy. he did. He hit 2 really long home runs on Saturday and Sunday. The one on Saturday was awesome because the bases were loaded when he did it, so that counts as a grand slam.
They were playing the Phillies, right?
They were, yeah.
Why was that Philly fan so excited?
I don't know.
Why was he so excited that Sean Murphy hit the home run?
Did he forget that he was a Phillies fan?
I don't know, but I saw that. I was like, damn, he is excited as hell.
I guess pretty cool to catch a grand slam,
but
I don't know, maybe he's so unworried about the Braves that he was like, I caught a grand slam. I'll celebrate it. We'll beat them tomorrow, which they did. And that home run from Murphy yesterday gave the Braves a 1-0 lead Unfortunately, as it often doesn't, a 1-0 lead is not going to hold up, even though Spencer Strider pitched well.
It's really good.
He went as deep into a game as he's gone in this season comeback that he's on. Only struck out 4 guys, but still was really effective. And the bullpen came in and did their job, too. Unfortunately, nobody scored any runs yesterday.
No. Story of the Braves.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it
story
is.
Story of the Braves. It's going to be more and more like this. You know, the guy, are the Angels any good? It don't matter when you play the Braves.
Not that that really makes much of a difference. They were off to a pretty good start, but they're 1 game under .500. So
okay. Yeah, I mean,
better than the Braves.
I was going to say it don't matter, but no, I mean, hopefully, I mean, you can get something going. I know that Profar is supposed to be back this week,
Wednesday.
I just saw that, and Grant just tweeted. I just went away with what's the reliever that we like so much?
Daysbell Hernandez.
12 pitches, topped out at 99 to 100.
Great, love it.
Okay,
get him back out there.
So it seems like that might be something that can help you out your bullpen, things like that. But until these bats get consistent, I said it earlier in the show when Bo played the clip of that Sean Murphy Grand Slam during what's trending. I love when that play sounds like that.
Yeah.
It don't sound like that enough.
No,
it don't sound like that enough, man.
It's interesting that you thought of that, because when he hit that Grand Slam, I was like, man, what a moment. We were watching it on Saturday and had a bunch of people over, and it was pretty fun. Like, there's maybe 3 moments this year. Like, Acuna hit the home run on the first pitch when he came back.
Yes.
That grand slam from Murphy on Saturday. And then what?
They had a walk-off.
Yeah, Ozuna had a walk-off at one point.
Something like that. But
they beat the Mets 5 times in a row. That was pretty fun.
I didn't realize you were telling me they had a players-only meeting up there?
Yeah, the Mets had a players-only meeting.
Wow.
They lost so many games to the Braves, they had to have a closed-door players-only meeting. Now, things have been going bad for the Mets.
Right.
They lost 10 out of 11 games at one point. You know, one of their best pitchers got hurt in that series against the Braves.
I saw the Achilles.
He came
off the mound and everything like that. But hell, has this thing had a players only meeting yet?
I think it's time.
It's time for
a players only meeting.
It might be. Now, I am a firm go to hell when somebody would call a players only meeting. I was one of those teammates. Like, man, players only meeting. You know what you got to do, right? I know what I got to do. Why do we got to sit 53 men in this damn auditorium to tell each other that?
I don't know.
And it never worked. Maybe we're just not that damn good.
Yeah, maybe we're just not that good.
Yeah, maybe we're not just that damn good.
You were a firm go to hell?
Oh, yeah, I was a firm go to hell. That's only meaning.
That's a good stance.
I was.
Yeah, that's the last. I mean, I don't know what else you could do, you know, at this point. I mean, play better.
Yeah.
But maybe the players only meeting leads to play better.
And I'm not saying it don't work, because I've been where places where teams and people have said that. No, but I'm a realist. I know why we ain't winning. Have you seen our quarterback?
There's no players only meeting.
We all can't cover up that.
No. Players only meeting going to fix that.
And you get one of them. Oh, God. What a meeting that was.
Well, unfortunately, that's kind of where it is right now, too. If you want some really disgusting numbers, go back and listen to Grant's From the Diamond yesterday. The first segment, it was just like I wanted to puke from all the different stuff he was saying about the Braves lineup. So Acuna and Olson both had good months of June, not surprisingly. The second best hitter in the Braves lineup was third best hitter outside of those two was Drake Baldwin, and he batted like .260 for the month. You get down to some of these guys. Ozuna batted under .200 for the month. Ozzy batted under .200 for the month. The lineup, three through nine, so take Acuna and Olson out of the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
The 3 through 9 spots in the lineup, the other 7 guys, probably 10 guys because they interchange, mm-hmm. batted .214.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But is it crazy realizing what we've seen this year?
Right now, you watch it, so you kind of know, but still, like, just when you put the number on it for a month, like, outside of Acuna and Olson, the other 7 guys in your lineup combined to bat .214, it's a miracle that they're only 7 games under .500. It is. This lineup's terrible.
It's awful.
It's
and what do we need? We need god awful to just become below par.
Yeah, just be like mediocre.
Yeah,
not god awful.
Yes,
but god awful it has been, and unfortunately, unless guys just wake up and decide to play better, I don't know what's going to change. Now they'll get Profar back this week. Hopefully that'll help. All right, we'll come back. We'll get back into some other NBA news that's going on this week. There's a couple other Braves things to mention as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. 15 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. Text us or tweet us as well. We wrap the show up answering any of your questions as we always do.
That song, I was like, what do you think of?
Inspector Gadget.
See, I thought of New Jack City.
Oh.
When Nino walked in the club. that's the first thing I thought.
And then I think to myself, if you would have told me when I was watching Inspector Gadget when I was a kid that we all would have a gadget watch, basically.
What you got on your arm?
My Apple Watch.
Dude, you got the new.
I'm back. I'm a watch guy again.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I've had this for years.
I know. We you never charge it.
I never charge it, but I got a new charger, so I've been charging it up. I've been charging. Yeah. I charge it at night, and then I put it on in the morning.
There you go.
And then I wear it all day. And then I charge it at night again.
Look at you, watch guy, with the new band and everything.
Yeah, I got a new band. She got me this nice blue band I'm feeling pretty good about.
There you go.
It kind of picks a little bit. Like, if you get, if Velcro hits it, it'll pick it out. Mm-hmm. But then you just burn it with a lighter. And it burns a little.
I didn't know that about all
burns
that.
A little fray
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah, you a watch guy and everything.
And I got two watches now. I got a Timex and an Apple Watch. What's that one Rick Ross was telling us about? Richard Mille. Try next.
Hey, man, I saw an eighth grader wrote a Richard Mille on. Yeah, Well, it was a fake one.
He was at what school?
He was wearing the hell out of it, though. I was like, hey, do your friends believe that that's for real? I'm just curious. I just want to. That's it. That's all I want to know. Like, your friends think that's real?
As long as they do.
That's all that matters.
Like, I got a pair of Oakleys in Juarez when I was in seventh grade for $10. They were Folkleys, but my friends thought they were real.
Yeah, so that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
I had some Folkleys.
I had some Folkleys and a swap meet Tommy Hilfiger.
Yeah, man. We know about the swap meet Tommy Hilfiger.
The bullies knew that one.
Yeah, man. The Hanes was in the back, man. Yep. They know. I think being a bully, you have to be able to know the stitching.
Yep.
Yeah, you got to be a good stitch because, you know, how the button was stitched under or something. Because it's something that gives it away.
They see it
that
coming.
They know. Yep. That they can tell because it looked just like it.
Yeah.
Unless you in my tag.
Yeah, right. And they did.
They got back
to that. Fruit of the Loom. Fruit of the Loom. He's fake. He's poor. Everyone laugh at him.
They got in your tag. Okay.
Well, the thing that people have now is like fake Jordans, right? Like, it's pretty common to you can get like knockoff. It's not actual from Nike. It's not actually Jordan brand.
I'm assuming
you just go online and buy them, and people can tell. It's like, nah, you could tell because the white on the sole is slightly
exactly like
you
got to
be a doctor to kind of know.
I ain't got that much time, definitely ain't got that much time. But the funniest one is the guy who walked around with the thing that reads if the diamonds are real, and them dudes be sweat when they be putting up their ladies their ladies engagement ring, like. Come on, man. Don't do this to me. Now, if you love the man, you might find out it might not be what it was. But y'all been kicking it this long. Should it matter?
I mean, no.
Okay, thank you.
No,
it should not matter.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't.
It should not matter. If y'all been kicking, y'all been together all this time, and he got you a beautiful ring.
Right. It just happens to be a cubic zirconia.
You never knew. Your finger's still the same color.
Right. The gold is real.
Yeah.
But the diamond is just
not. It fell out of nothing.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
What difference does it make?
But somebody come over there with a diamond reader.
Now, he'd be in trouble probably.
Really?
It would be a tough day, I think. I don't know. I don't know what would happen in that situation. I mean, I went to Solomon Brothers, so
yeah.
I'm good. And I'm just about to pay that loan off, too. We're like, we're two payments away.
There we go.
We'll be celebrating our seventh year of marriage this summer.
Yeah.
We're almost there.
Yeah.
We'll have the car paid off,
the
ring paid off. I'd be furious if I'm sure. I know it's not, because Solomon Brothers would never do that. But yeah, I think she'd be kind of mad if she found out later. Like, if she got the, you know, you get that jeweler with the thing in his eye.
Yeah,
he's looking at it, he's like, oh, this is a very fine cubic zirconia. Yeah. And she'd be like, what? Why? You know? It's just, you got off on a bad start.
I think the love done grew.
That's true.
The love is
there. And all the memories that took place.
The love is there.
All that stuff happened.
One little thing gonna have you tripping?
And those children are beautiful. Yeah. They got born with that fake diamond
on
your hand.
One thing gonna throw it all off. You messed up. Hey, messed up.
Yeah.
What little thing gonna mess it up?
I don't know. I just wouldn't want to be in that situation.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be there.
No.
We were out. we had a date night. First date night we've had in a while on Friday night. Had a great time. Had a beautiful dinner. And then we go over to this other place close to the house where there's like some live music and the bartender's really nice. And one of the guys at the end of the bar, a guy walked in with two ladies. And they were nice, having a good time. And he had a giant ring on. I was like, well, that's a championship ring, clearly.
Right.
And like, Ashley's trying to like sneak a peek. Uh-huh. She's like, it says S and F. And I was like, well, it's either Florida State or San Francisco.
Right.
I can't tell. So I'm trying to like sneak in and look. And eventually we had enough drinks to where we just asked him.
Uh-huh.
But he was he had been a scout for the San Francisco Giants in 2012, which they won the World Series. And it was a really good team. But it just did beg the question of like, too far removed?
He was a scout.
He was a scout for the San Francisco Giants.
I mean, he could have got some of those guys there.
He maybe did.
Yeah.
He maybe did. And again, he was a part of the organization that won the World Series.
Right.
I'm just like, you know, it's 2015. We're not in San Francisco. He didn't play for the team.
Right.
Like, but again, he was a scout on the team. Whatever. You earned it. You wear it.
Right.
It just begged the question of like,
I don't know.
Would you wear a World Series ring 13 years later for a team you were a scout for?
Probably not.
I don't think I would.
But
either.
I mean, I'd be proud of it.
Man. Yeah, be proud
of it. Because whenever we're.
Nice guy, though.
Whenever we go out and say, for instance, there's a group of guys and there's a lot of attention around it. My wife always said, you always think somebody's a cut. The cartel. And most of the time I'm right, especially when we go to Mexico, we might go out to a club. I just don't mean them. They be having the big Sicario belt buckles and the hats and everything, got all the women. So we were at breakfast down there, and dude, I'm telling you, this dude had to be like a Dominican pop star or something. Or he owned the hotel.
Okay.
Because he was sitting right next to us at breakfast. He was a cool dude. Had a nice watch on and everything. And every person, I'm talking about hospitality staff, the people that were serving, everybody came over to him and shook his hands. I'm like, he owns it? She said, he's not in the cartel. I said, I didn't say he was. I was like, well, maybe he's like a pop star or something down here. I don't know his music.
Maybe he's a baseball player.
Or maybe.
Was he young?
Yes.
So he probably would be playing baseball right now anyway. So he probably wouldn't have been.
Yeah,
there.
But yeah. I was just curious who he was. I was like, I wonder who this guy is. So this woman of mine that took this, I don't know how they be sneaking the side picture. And then, like, I guess they got this photo thing where you can find out who he is and everything like that. And I still don't know who he was.
Uh-huh.
But because it didn't work.
Oh, you can, like, Google pictures, search someone's face?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man, they got all this new stuff out there.
That's high tech.
But yeah, I was like, he had to be some kind of something. Because, Andy,
yeah,
everybody. I'm talking about, you know, they have the people who, the hotel managers, everybody. Not one person didn't come and speak and sat down. So he's nice, presentable, got up and everything like that. But I'm like, this dude got to be somebody.
Yeah. You probably saw a superstar.
Yeah. So I'm over there Googling Dominican pop stars, trying to compare his pictures, or Dominican rappers or something like that. Because, dude, this man has some clout.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this man had clout. This man would tat it all up. Yeah. Tat it up, everything. He had to have some clout.
I was bummed out when the guy said he was a scout, though, because I was like, I figured out it was the Giants at one point. I was like, all right, 10, 12, 14, they won three.
Right.
I was like, because you would recognize them if it was like Tim Lincecum.
Yes.
You know, you would know
yes.
if there was certain guys yes. that were, I was like, oh, maybe it's Marco Scudero. I don't know. It'd be cool to meet Marco Scudero at a bar. I don't know. Tell him, hey, good work in the World Series in 2014. But again, he earned it.
He earned it.
Wear it. Do your thing. I'm not saying one way or the other, but I was hoping that it was going to be
partners,
like the utility infielder for the Giants.
I got partners who've won rings, a lot of them, and very rarely do you see them have it on.
Right.
Very, very rarely do you ever see them on. But when you do see them with it on, it's more or less, you know, we're out doing fancy stuff or something like that.
Or maybe like something like team related. Yeah, like yeah, if you yeah. were doing something yeah, with the team, like, you'd show up.
Like, but the biggest thing was like the clubs do this like that. You showing that thing, and it don't matter if you was a practice squad. That Super Bowl ring got that funk behind it.
I bet.
And all you got to do is flash it. And then, you know, because every time you walk in, they call you a superstar or NFL superstar. You want no damn superstar? The practice squad.
They get real loose with that term when it's yes. time to promote something.
Yes.
Well, like, it would always be, you know, I went to high school with a lot of guys that became club promoters, you know,
mm-hmm.
And then they became trainers. And what's the evolution? You go club promoter, trainer, and what are they doing now? I don't know. Probably pyramid scheme or something.
Yeah, dog. Yeah,
but then when they were in the club promoter era, they would maybe you could get, like, the new Sonics draft pick to come or something
right,
like that.
Right,
it'd be like NBA superstar Robert Swift is
yes.
going to be there.
Yes.
It's like, that man's not a superstar.
Did you say part motor to trainer?
Yeah, that's the evolution. You know, you go party promoter,
yeah.
and then you're a personal trainer,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and then when that doesn't work out, then I don't know what happens next.
I would love, I mean, the personal trainer thing, because I know how to exercise.
Yeah, you could know? Be one.
I mean, but there's more to it than I understand. That.
A lot of it is self-promotion.
A lot of it is self-promotion. Yeah. It is. But the biggest thing is now you get you a nice client base.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, and then that's when you can get to promoting it and everything like that. If you got one, because that was always the funny. That's why I never, ever, 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 only did it twice when I was training and getting ready for the season, when I ever go to just a regular gym or like an LA Fitness.
Yeah, right.
Or something like that. Because I couldn't stand that little big back dude with the thong tank top on that said personal trainer on the back. You know that? Over that deadlifting 400 pounds, little squat ass. Talk about personal trainer. Like, are you self promoting in here?
I was thinking about the people that I'm actually talking about and what their progressions have been.
Yeah.
It really was club promoter, personal trainer, crypto. Like, they're trying to get you to buy NFTs a couple years ago, and now they're
Yeah, dog. But I'm just saying. I'm like, dude.
And then next will be jail, probably.
Yeah,
and
man.
That'll be that.
But that's what they do, man.
That'll be the circle
everybody,
of life.
Nobody want to work no more.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone lines are wide open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Peace. It's like, what is going on?
So childish.
It was so childish. It was just so childish. Shaq to be there. Hey, Kobe, how am I? Taste.
Yeah, but that's a great example, though, too, of like if they could have just gotten over it.
Yes.
The amount of championship success that they would have continued to have.
Yes.
It's like, think of how much money Oasis, like the Gallaghers, must have cost themselves.
Millions.
By not doing anything. Now, I'm sure this tour is going to make them a ton of money because of the reunion, the exclusivity of them not doing anything for 16 years. Maybe the buildup will help make them more money, but God, there's so many funny Billy Martin stories about when he was the manager of the Yankees and him and Steinbrenner.
Yes. And those
stories, that was
great. Those documentaries and stories are the funniest thing ever. Danny was talking. Netflix, the Carnival Cruise one, is the funniest thing. It's the nastiest and the funniest thing ever.
There's a documentary on Carnival Cruises?
It's a show on one of the boats back in 2013, Okay. It's nasty, disgusting, but it's funny. They're stranded out in the middle of the sea on this boat. No water, no electricity. Dude, I applaud them folks for not – nobody was, you know what?
Yeah,
like, all that stuff? Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But another funny – but if there's a group that I need to get back together because they're feuding, they hate each other, I need G-Unit to get back together.
Yeah.
I need G-Unit. I need 50 to stop tripping and let Lloyd and Buck come back.
That'd be great.
Yeah, let Lloyd and Buck come back.
People would go to a G-Unit reunion tour.
Hell, yeah. I mean, Buck had a couple bangers.
Yeah, a couple songs.
Lloyd
had a whole album.
Yeah, get your unit back together.
Get them together.
Get them back together.
The G-Unit reunion tour. I'm here for it. Adam's in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
I I don't know if Abe's there today, but has Abe fit into the Pete Rose deal yet? And what is the hottest place you ever been for a single day? Mine would be Cairo, Georgia, down there in Grady County.
Sure.
That place is so hot. Andy, you might, or Randy, you might
know
about it.
Yes, Lord.
Grady County is a hot ass place.
Yes. All right, Adam. Hottest I ever felt in my life, and I just had never experienced anything like it, was the first summer I moved here. We went to Tybee Island.
Mm-hmm.
Just standing on the beach at Tybee Island, I was like, well, this is, I got to go back.
Yeah.
This is nonsense.
Hot,
I can't live here.
I mean, I always say it, and they know about it. Statesboro in the summertime. We used to do camp down there. And everybody knows it's hot and them damn gnats. And I'm talking about, Andy, I left my ear ringing like four times. Because them gnats, they just come after you, man. I'm just definitely.
Yeah. Heat and bugs.
Statesboro.
Tough combo.
Yes, sir.
Now, as for the Abe Pete Rose thing.
What happened?
Well, I've said this a few times. Even I've talked about it a lot last week. Maybe too much. I don't think Abe likes it that much.
Okay.
I think Abe looks like Pete Rose.
A little bit.
Yeah. And I think if he put a wig on and a Phillies or a Reds hat, or a Phillies hat, but a Reds hat, I think he could
definitely
do some like appearances at All-Star Weekend.
Definitely.
Like, I think it could be, what did we say? Party Pete. He's going to be Party Pete. Fun Pete Rose.
Could you imagine, because we're going to be at Murph's, could you imagine if we had like Abe set up in his producer chair with a Pete Rose outfit on?
Yeah, you get a Pete Rose. So you're full. Yeah, you're right there with
I'm all in.
Great.
I'm
like,
all,
that took 15 seconds, and you're just on board as
I'm
I hope
all
you
in.
Would be. Yeah, like Pete Rose lookalike photos. He'll come to your All-Star Weekend party and
yes.
hang out with you for an hour.
Yes.
Like, whatever. If you pay him enough, I bet Abe will headfirst slide into something.
Into something?
Into something. Abe will belly flop slide into third base. For $100.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
I'll give you that.
I'm telling him. It's a money-making opportunity.
I'll give you that.
And he doesn't think – first of all, he doesn't even think he looks like Pete Rose.
Little
so
bit.
He's not. But he does.
A little bit.
And I think with Pete Rose being in the news, obviously, being reinstated and dead, like, it's the time.
Yeah. I mean, I like it. I like it. Now, can we get him to do it, though?
That's like, he doesn't like it at all.
Oh, okay.
Normally, Abe's a pretty fun, like, he'll play along with the thing. He didn't like this.
This has to be something from childhood.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He's got a Pete Rose trauma.
Yeah. This is from childhood. Yep.
My mom texted me last week on, like, Thursday, and she was like, Abe's doing a nice job,
yeah.
and you're being really nice to him. And then I talked a lot about the Pete Rose thing on Friday, and she was like, you're not being as nice to him anymore.
Yeah. That was the funny thing. When I saw mom last, I was like, all right, I told him I'm gonna be nice. All right? And I'm doing it.
You're doing great.
Yeah, I'm doing great, man.
You're doing great.
But no, I think this has, because you know him and Pops, they do baseball stuff. They do baseball stuff all the time.
He could take this on the road.
And I'm just telling you, that's my whole thing. Travel money, Abe. Travel money.
Yeah, this is travel money. This is a wealth-building opportunity.
Yeah,
Abe.
Man.
Tim's in Smyrna. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Andy. And hey, Sir Reverend, damn good dog, Randy McMichael.
The title just continues to grow.
That being said, Andy, what's your title going to be? And I really got to get in on this curling outing y'all are planning. Zach just called in on. But I got a golf question for you, like a two-part golf question. Now that, you know, Randy's got this sword in his golf bag, who's driving the golf cart if Andy and Randy goes out on a golf outing? And have you ever gone out as a single and got paired with somebody that was either really good at golf or bad at golf or a jerk? Mm-hmm. Or you just got paired with a group that was like a really fun group,
mm-hmm.
or anything like that. I go out as a single from time to time on when I'm out of town for work, and I've had some really wild experiences out there on the golf course. So, congratulations, Sir Randy.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Sir Randy McMichael of the Principality of Sealand, or just of Lilburn.
No, I like Sealand.
Okay.
I would probably drive because Andy would play more holes than I would. I was telling you where we were staying at down there in Punta Cana, there was the nicest hotel on the golf course bunk. It was absolutely beautiful. First person I thought about when they dropped, I thought about my boy. I was like,
I would love to go. It's awesome. Me and my brother played for the at the wedding a couple weeks ago at Lake Lanier, and we were doing a best, like a scramble, me and him, and we got off to a bad start the first four holes I was driving. Mm-hmm. So then he took over driving. We played great.
Yeah.
So I'm always, you know, whatever it takes. I'm up to switch.
Oh, no, last time I went out, when me and neighbor Bob went out, and we got partnered up with Joe from Alabama. I think Joe was surprised that black folks play on the force. I'll just say that much.
Was it like he was happy to see you or not?
He looked at me like,
oh,
yeah, like what? I was tucked.
I mean, I
my shirt was tucked in.
I've had a million. I mean, I played it a lot as a single, mostly great experiences. Like, people are pretty cool by and large. You play. I had one. I played at Candler Park over here in Atlanta. It's like a little 9-hole par three, and I was just playing on an afternoon years ago when I had time to play in the afternoon and no responsibilities. And he was just the weirdest guy. Like, he didn't really talk, but then, like, when he would talk, he was a real, like, intense eye contact guy.
Oh, those are the worst.
And then he was drinking, which is fine. Like, who cares? You drink on the golf course, no big deal. But he was, like, slamming IPAs, and it was just the two of us. And it was, like, 96
Did
degrees
he offer
out.
You one?
Yeah, okay. I had a couple, he must have drank. He probably had a 12-pack. I drank two. He drank 10 in 9 holes. And it was hot, and he just got weirder and weirder. And at the end, he like shook my hand for a long time and wanted to exchange numbers because he had so much fun, and I didn't want to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. So
my wife's a big exchange number.
It was weird.
I'm like that. And again, you meet so many beautiful couples. There's a lot of honeymooners. They were sweet, and you know me. We pretty much a damn life.
Yeah, you're gonna make
everybody
friends.
Loves
everywhere
me.
You go. You make
everybody,
friends.
Everybody, yes. All the bartenders, everybody knows me. And so we're sitting there meeting these wonderful couples, and they keep like, "Yeah, we told Donna when you guys come to Raleigh, you can stay with us." I ain't going no damn Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, perfect, because we're in Raleigh all the time.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm not going to dare Raleigh, North Carolina.
We always have a hard time finding some place to stay.
The most beautiful young couple. That couple from Corvallis.
Corvallis,
from
Oregon?
Corvallis. All right.
Oh, well, God. When you're out there for the Pac-12 football season next year.
Yeah. Like, I'm not coming to see y'all.
No one's going to Corvallis.
I'm not going to damn Corvallis. I'm not going to damn Orlando. No. It was great to hang out with you and everything. Share some beers, some shots. I'm not going with you.
Yeah, this is where it ends.
Yeah, I'm not going to damn Raleigh, North Carolina.
This friendship it's real, and I like you.
Yes.
But when we leave this island, friendship over.
Yeah.
Like, we're
cool,
not but that, we're know, not keeping in touch.
They be off Facebook and Instagram friends and stuff, and so it's like, y'all keep that over there. It's cool. Cool. Got enough friends.
Yeah. No, we're good.
That's all I was going to say. Well, yeah, Donna said, that's how he said. Donna said, when you guys come to, if you guys come to Raleigh, you guys can stay with us.
Well, you go, they got the Hurricanes. Go to a hockey game.
I got my hockey team in Florida.
That's true. You just go down there and see
right
them.
There.
You don't have to go up there for that. What else? NC State?
They're big NC State fans.
Good.
They're big NC State.
Good school.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to takeaways of the day.
They're big NC State.
Our show heads into the final stretch. It's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day every day to wrap up the show.
Oh, my God. I almost lost it with this one. My talk about ex-hamster. You said you got a photographic memory.
I thought that one snuck by some people. Yeah, just check your favorite site. You might have to get a VPN. Bo said, when in doubt, punch a shark in the brain.
Yeah. Head trauma.
Give it a headache.
Yeah,
leave you alone.
That's all you got to do.
That's all you got to do.
Randy is a firm go to hell on play-rolling meetings.
Yes, I am.
Firm go to hell is so good.
Come to Atlanta, where you'll find traffic and magic.
Yep.
Yep. For Sir Randy McMichael, I'm Andy Bunker. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
Watch out now!
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home.
you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.